About what Christ did on the cross for you and I. He nailed our transgressions. They were nailed to that cross. But he made the statement, having spoiled principalities and powers. I've always wondered what it was like when Christ went to heaven after finishing his task here on earth. Those words are military terms. In the culture of that day, when an enemy was destroyed, the commanding generals, the king, their armor, their sword was taken from them. They were draped on the walls of their cities, taken from place to place. And they would rejoice over an enemy defeated. It's found in 1 Chronicles chapter 10 about King Saul. When he died on Mount Gilboa, the Philistines mutilated his body, decapitated his head. And it said that they hung his body on the wall and his armor. And they carried it to the house of their gods, rejoicing that their lifelong enemy had been defeated. Well, I'm here to tell you, Christ took the greatest weapon Satan had in his arsenal, It's called death. And by death, Paul says to the Hebrews, he destroyed him who had the power of death. Having spoiled principalities and powers, it could be very well said that when he went home, he carried home that sword, that armor, hung it on the avenues of heaven, and they rejoiced that the work had been done. I'm glad we serve a risen Savior. I bless his name. I want them to sing that last verse. I love those words. I love them horns. Horns have always been part of God's economy. Old and new and eternal. You listen while they sing.
Holy,
church says, amen. Well, God is good and his mercies endure forever.